Well, James, it's a fairly quick turnaround after beating Carndonagh on Saturday evening in your semi-final. How are the preparations going for the big game on Saturday?
Probably came a week or 10 days too early. We'll be carrying a lot of knocks. It was a ferocious battle how to get over the line with Carndonagh. A couple of the key players are carrying knocks. We'll probably not know until after training Friday evening who's going to be fully fit to start or not. Suppose it's a good place to be in the final, but at the same time, another week would have done us no harm to prepare that wee bit better. That board team, hey, it's a very young team. Hey, they've been playing Camogie underage the whole way through to the current minor county champions. It'll be a big task now to try and turn them over on Saturday evening.
Yeah, and from your point of view, the club are going for their third senior Camogie title in 4 years, isn't it? I know there was a bit of disappointment after losing last year to Carndonagh. The girls will be certainly looking to put it right this weekend.
It's a strange one, that, because we actually lost six key players to retirement that were part of that losing team last year. So the 2024 season is sort of a building block within itself. There's a lot of new faces there. It'll be the first year playing senior Camogie. They've got a programme in place that we try to introduce some of the under-16s and work with them right the way through. So there'll be six or seven new players playing on Saturday that have never played in a senior championship final before. And then suppose you have some of the older girls, Maggie McConnell, Amy Campbell and Kira Coulter, that's all about, like. But no, they'll be lacking that wee bit of championship experience at the minute now. There are very few there with championship medals still playing.
Yeah, well, they might be lacking championship experience, but I think you've had a very busy season in terms of the league. You've been competing in both the Tyrone and Donegal leagues. The extra fixtures will have benefited you a bit when it comes to the crunch.
You would like to think so. The idea entering the Tyrone and the Donegal leagues, there's 33 girls there on the panel, and it's very important that you try and get everyone game time. So we're trying just to, you know, work on things in training and then give the girls game time, regardless of ability or performance or fitness, that just to keep everyone interested in a social aspect too. And it's not always about results, you know. It's about building friendships in the community and getting something to do in the evening and getting people out. But you definitely be hoping come championship that you'd be able to pick your first 15 or 20 and try and work with that. But then the likes of last Saturday, if you're 4 or 5 down now with injury, you have to go deep into the panel, and that helps with the games in Tyrone and Donegal, I suppose.
Yeah, have you come up against Burt already this season?
We played Burt in the Donegal League. We played them twice. We played them up at the Cross, and we played them down on Burt. Burt would have been introduced this year. They're sort of like ourselves. They've introduced their minor team to represent their senior team. We're fortunate enough to beat them twice, but come here, everybody knows Burt in a championship final. They're a completely different opponent to anything you face in the league.
Yeah, no doubt they'll be looking to put their own stamp on the final. As you mentioned a bit earlier, they're the current minor champions. They actually beat Markovic in that final. You'll be expecting a tough challenge on Saturday evening then?
Without a doubt, Ty, without a doubt. A lot of these girls that are actually Camogan with Burt, they've all played at county level as well. So they have that big game experience. They're the current minor county champions. They're the up-and-coming team, and they're just not coming high on Saturday to make up the numbers. And I think it'll be a puck of a ball either way. And just whoever wants it that wee bit more might get over the line. That's how tight I think it'll be.